Paul McCloskey, yes. European belt, still in Dungiven, fantastic night.
It was amazing. I couldn't really, probably, thinking back now, like, you couldn't plan it any better, you know. It went to plan as perfectly as it could. Against the fighter, being honest, I went on that fight thinking about 12 hard rounds, because I knew Barry was fired off that fight. I'd heard, you know, he'd made comments in the press about how focused he was and how determined he was, and I knew he was coming to give me a hard fight, you know. So obviously I don't treat anybody any differently. I train hard for everybody. Everybody's a world champion in my eyes, so I give them all the respect in the world, you know. So I train hard, and I'm out tonight and show what I can do.
There was a few opportunities opening up there before you eventually caught him. 1 minute 28 seconds into the 7th round.
I hurt him quite a few times in that fight, but again I never when somebody sees a bit of blood, a vampire sees blood, they go for the kill, you know. I think I learned a bit from the last fight where if you stand and trade all night, it just doesn't work out the best for you. I'm a better boxer. I've got speed and skill and movement, you know, and I've done the trick at the end of the day, you know.
It was a fight you were really always in control of, I would suggest.
From day one, my training camp went really well for this fight. I'd probably say it's as good a shape I've been in a couple of years, you know, in the sense. I had a few, you know, you always, when you're fighting and training, you're picking up bumps and niggles. That's the best shape I've been in quite a while. My camp went brilliant. My sparring was good in the camp. And I knew the way I was sparring. If I could replicate that in a fight, I could win the fight, no problem, you know.
I spoke to you a few weeks ago at the press launch, and we said you wanted to improve from your fight against Giuseppe Lory. You boxed Giuseppe Lory, boxing against Giuseppe Lory tonight, you boxed Paul McCloskey.
Exactly, well, I probably fought a similar style of fighter. And if we ever meet again, which I'm not sure we will, but who knows, in boxing, I'll definitely have a different way of performing, and I'll probably go back to what I'm basically good at, and that's boxing.
And what was the difference tonight?
I don't know. My camp went well. You know, they always say, like, different night, different fight. You've two men in the ring, and you can have 20,000 different outcomes. So, you know, it's just you just have to go with the flow, and your instincts take over when you get in there, you know. But as long as I covered my training, went well, no injuries, no illness, feeling great, and the rest is history, as it says.
And Letterkenny is a venue, Paul. You love Letterkenny.
Well, the last time I was here, I beat a former world champion, but Cesar Bazan, obviously. The arena itself is amazing. This is some setup here. So I'd come back again, no problem.
And talk to us now about the future. What's next?
Well, what do you think, Noel? Hold on, join us. No. Well, obviously, before this fight, people talk about world titles, and I says here, until I do business and at the weekend, we'll not talk about that. And the same again, obviously, if the opportunity's there, which it could be in the near future, I'd go for it. I'm in the prime of my career, basically. I'm in the shape of my life. Obviously, the main candidates there are Amir Khan, Timothy Bradley, Devin Alexander, who are all great fighters, but I wouldn't want to be fighting them.
Amir Khan has been mentioned quite a bit since in the last half hour or so. Do you want a shot at Amir Khan?
Well, geographically, he's probably the best fighter out there. You know what I mean? He's a bit of a superstar in that sense. But again, I wouldn't lose any sleep over him. He's good. He's world champion, but he's been beaten. I'm unbeaten, I'm European champion, and that's the kind of fights that I want.
Michael McLaughlin, your first professional fight. How did you find that?
Finest, you know, he's a tough opposition in my first fight. You know, as I say, I checked him out in the Google. You know, he actually bought from Bulgaria in the European Union Championships and got the semi-finals, where I knew he was going to be good, you know. So, but I didn't box my ability. If I boxed my ability, I could have bet him no bother, because he was throwing wild punches, you know, and he was connecting the whole time. That's why I was holding on a bit, because I was rocked, you know. And I knew, like, I can take a good dig as it is, but he was throwing wild punches and they were connecting silly punches. Like, it's a big crowd. Well, I don't know if it was the crowd that really put me off, like, but I just didn't box too good, you know. I boxed bad and probably in for a ball, you know.
I know, and the third round you were probably rocked a wee bit.
I was rocked, and he's every round, you know, he's hitting me, but he shouldn't be hitting me those punches, you know. It's my own fault for just kind of moving forward and diving in, like, you know what I mean. I'm a good defensive boxer, like, if you know what I mean. So it's a tough first fight, you know. And he was experiencing the word goal, like. Definitely, but as I say, I'll get better from here on.
And talk to me, your first professional fight on home soil, what a reception.
That was a brilliant reception. They made me actually feel a wee bit better when they were roaring. But, you know, it could have been worse. I could have got beat, you know, could have lost. But I didn't want to draw my first fight, you know, which, as I say, it's a learning curve, you know.
Okay, joined by Brian Peters. Fantastic night's boxing, capped off by Paul McCloskey retaining his European belt.
It certainly was outstanding now, you'd have to say. The people of Letterkenny, all the surrounding areas, Dungiven, Derry, everyone came out. It was fantastic. It was like the whole of Ireland was there. Superb atmosphere, you experienced yourself, and hard to describe it, really. Great night's boxing, and Paul, like, when he boxes like he did tonight, he shows he's just world class, like, it was textbook boxing, it was masterclass display. But of course, he's still learning a lot. You've seen the last fight against Lory, but tonight he proved, look, you know, when he boxes like that, he could beat anyone in the world.
And Letterkenny is a venue, I suppose. Paul McCloskey is not too far away, and Michael McLaughlin, also a local boxer, really made the evening electric atmosphere.
Michael, the crowd, you know, probably put a bit of pressure on Michael having him, but you see, part of that is the build up, the atmosphere. We came with Michael, came with, you know, before the live, a little bit of pressure. Look, his pro debut, he done very well. He was in with a good, decent fella. He learned loads tonight. I thought he was a bit unfortunate with the draw. Maybe I thought he might have nicked it, but look, you couldn't complain. He sold great tickets, fantastic. Everyone just embraced the whole event. And again, we're a bit like a bit of a roadshow. We're in Limerick is the next stop, and then we're back to Mayo after that. But again, you'd have to take, you know, Letterkenny, fantastic, fantastic town. The Aura, the leisure centre here, superb. And thanks to the Highland Radio 2 for the support. It was brilliant.
Brian Peters has a smile on his face in Letterkenny. Can we expect to see him back?
Oh, look, hopefully a bit. I think it was 2 years since we were here last time, so we'll see with Paul. You know, I suppose it's good. You know, King's Hall was outstanding too, and there's possibilities of going abroad and going. So look, loads of different things. But look, I certainly would love to come back.